Rock and roll. That's all what right. we're about.
Don, say hey.
Everybody
again.
Tunes into their favorite rock station, Static Radio.
Oh, right.
Hey, why can't you put the headphones
she's
on?
She's mixing. She's about to wiggle, wiggle.
Because I didn't want to touch both sides of the headphones because one of my hands still has the breakfast treat on it that I was just eating.
I thought it had to do with the fact that side of your head has black hair, so you were just like trying to kick
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
like.
It's only my dark side wanted to listen to what you had to say.
She's giving an example of the dualistic nature of man.
Oh my gosh,
she's got
to
keep
her. There's a cross to bridge the great divide, so don't worry.
She's got
to
keep her hand on the dark side.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today is the most epic day in the history of the show.
This is true. It is a Monday.
Yep.
Wait, why is it epic?
Because Dawn.
Ah, yes, of course.
Good answer, said all the wives across the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good job, you.
You're welcome, wives.
Dawn, most famously known for being... your bride, obviously.
Yeah, that's the only claim to fame.
Most
she
famous
had.
In Albuquerque most famous for in being Albuquerque. Married to Mateo. Last night at the signing table, a little girl came up to me. She said, "Are you Mateo's wife?" And I
really?
Said, "Yes, yes, I am."
Really?
Yes.
I told you I was
cool
and
popular. I forgot to tell you that.
I've been telling you that for a while.
You're really big in Albuquerque.
I was like, "Hey, I'm really cool and popular." She said, "Yeah, right." I remember.
Oh my gosh,
it's amazing. Yeah, Dawn.
Yes.
Front lady. That's right, front lady. You can't be the front man.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Front woman.
Front woman.
That's
front woman. A Firefly, and also married to this clown over
Woo,
here.
Clown.
Yes.
I'm not a clown.
My favorite.
Happily
clown.
Married.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
You're going
to
be here with us
I'm
for
so
a few
enchanted
days.
Here.
This is going to be great.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
I just can't hide it.
Gosh.
I know you want to.
I know. I'm about to lose control, but I think I like it.
I think we're all a little, like, punch drunk from the fact that we had Harvest America last night.
Yeah, why was that guy going around punching people?
Stop it.
You're getting punched in the spirit.
It was a pretty amazing evening, actually.
Like, yeah, I thought it actually was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. Christian saw yesterday at the skate park and
super nice guy.
Coolest guy
We got a chance to sit down with him, and so we're going to air that interview a little later today.
And be prepared because we got to ask a ton of questions. Straight up, I said so much. You're probably going to get sick of me
so many
talking.
Things.
We got to say, how many words would you say we said total
Steve-o,
combined? 16.
This was my word.
Yeah, and I kept saying, right.
Right. Because Steve-o said, tell us your story, and it was like, story.
It's because he's got such an incredible
story. He's got
story.
A great story.
I mean,
he
I was
really
listening
does.
To it last night on stage at the Crusade, and I was really blown away because it wasn't anything... fancy. It was super simple, but it was so powerful because it was just life.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. I guess I knew he had gotten arrested. I didn't realize he spent 5 years.
Me neither.
Yeah. In the clink.
That's incredible.
He was in the clink.
Yeah.
It's me, Prison Mike. You think jail is fun? I'm here to tell you. It's no
Why
fun.
Why does Prison Mike sound like Isaac the homeless guy?
They're probably the same dude.
That is a
Isaac's
puzzling
got,
question, Steve-o.
He's got a little bit different. He's kind of like, hey, I sing more from my
That's
throat.
True. There you go.
And then Prison Mike's like, no, it's Prison Mike.
I feel like both of these characters are actually Muppets in reality.
Yeah, pretty much.
Prison Mike is from The Office.
Yeah.
He's not my own. Copyright Michael Scott.
However, you can claim Isaac the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Dude, we have a big show for you today. I'm excited. It's Monday. It is the week of our fall share-a-thon, so we're gearing up for a crazy week. We're going to be live 6 to 6, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Also, Steve-o and I have some really fun extracurricular activities we're going to get to do.
Yeah.
And it's going to...
Jimmy Eat World this week.
Jimmy Eat World.
Amberlin this week.
And we're going to be awake all week.
All week. I'm pretty sure we're not sleeping. So get ready, Albuquerque.
It's going to be burning the candle at both ends.
Both ends.
And Dawn.
Maybe you've heard that
here.
Expression from your mother.
Oh, crap.
It's about to happen.
What happens when the wick gets like all the way to the center?
Bad things.
Oh.
That is when, you know, your term paper is due tomorrow and you did not start it until the night before.
That's when you have
and
to go to.
You
have,
that's why you don't use punctuation well because you always wrote your papers at 2 in the morning.
Whoa. Man. I wish I would have known that kid. But I was just a kid.
I'm just a kid.
The candle blew out long before.
Speaking of candles, have you guys ever seen the people that do the Yankee candle hauls?
What? No.
Okay. There is a movement.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely seen this.
And these people will go buy candles.
Okay.
By the bushel.
Okay.
And it's
you can buy them by the bushel.
A Yankee candle haul. Like a haul. They're hauling it out.
Oh, okay. H-A-U-L.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Haul. Okay.
So, like a U-Haul.
Right.
Or like
Yankee
bringing
haul.
In
why
a hook, catch a
candle
fish.
Haul.
Which is more confusing for me because the dorm I stayed in college was Yarbor Hall. So I just said Y-Haul, and then it switched in my mind from Yankee Candle Hall to Yarbor Hall. Further confusion. Anyway, like, so many candles.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, so I picked up the pumpkin spice one. It's the seasonal one, and I got this free T-shirt.
What?
And this is on YouTube. Yeah. They'll film themselves.
There's a sweet,
themselves.
Sweet little 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, poor kid.
Who is in love with Yankee candles.
And the poor... Like,
you guys gotta Google this.
Yeah, he buys all these candles, and he's talking about them, and then you look down at the comments, you're like, man, this kid is obsessed with candles. Is he okay? And then you look at the comments, you're like, well, if he was okay, he's not now. Because everybody on the internet is a jerk.
Yeah, it's true. They are.
And now we're here.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
You know.
But Yankee Candle Hall.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
All right.
There is a movement. There is a demographic of people.
They just are
they love
candles.
Candles. Like, yeah. More, they buy more candles than we got green chili that time.
What?
Seriously.
So
candles.
They get bushels.
Yeah, you're not joking.
It's like Beanie
not,
Babies.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's like Beanie, Babies, but
thing.
Candles.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Which I didn't know there were that many cents.
And they discuss. And they're like, and then I asked for the special edition of the Mulberry Black, and they didn't have it. And I was like, why don't you have it? And they said, well, we got in three, but we've already given them out. And it's like, no, you know I come here every day. I'm here
what?
Every week for the new candles. Why didn't you reserve one for me?
Dude, that just doesn't
it's
make
like,
sense.
It's like
contentious. Scent. He meant S-C-E-N-T.
I see. I get
the smell.
It.
Smell.
Okay,
it.
That was
but
terrible.
It gets actually really sad, though, because he'll lift up one and it doesn't have a lid on it, and he explains how he picked it up by the lid.
Oh.
Oh, man, and he broke
this
the lid.
This is real life. This
he
is
broke
real
the
life.
Lid. It's devastating.
Joking. It is a sad
That's.
It's a new movement.
It's. I don't know if it's new. I think it's been going on
yeah,
a
yeah, it's
long
been going
time.
On for a
gosh.
So anyway, all that to say, Dawn and I went to the mall and bought a bunch of candles.
Matt's got a new hobby.
I've got a new hobby, everyone. Going into debt.
Yes,
but
except
it's gonna
you can't
smell
have those
great.
At
that's
our
first
house, unless they're Christmas candles.
Oh man,
those
it's,
are my favorite.
I've got like 23 editions of Christmas.
Does it smell like
I've
evergreen
got a,
trees and cinnamon?
It smells like Christmas 1997.
Yes!
That's how specific it is.
Stever,
the Linden stroll was
hey.
A real disappointment
hey.
To me.
Nancer doesn't buy like a ton of them.
Yes.
Oh no.
But when it comes to like it's fall.
Yeah.
So
oh,
she's
yeah.
got the fall candles
yeah,
rocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And you'll have to ask her what the scents that she got, but our home smells like a bakery.
Oh. See, that's cool.
Delicious.
Christmas time, I'm telling you, we burn like one. There's one candle, and I'm like, Chrissy, it's November. It's time.
The candle.
Yeah, the candle. Bring out the candle.
Bring the candle, Jack.
It's
and
amazing.
She gets the good ones, man. So. She gets. You got to get the good ones.
Yeah.
Can we have a ceremony?
Stop it.
It would be great. Be like, and then Jack can come down the stairs with a candle.
With a candle.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Luke can come down with the animal thing on him.
And then Brody can crawl with a little the lighter yeah. the little lighter stick thing in his mouth.
Brody can just scoot across the floor going, ah!
Amazing. We're gonna and then we'll film it and we'll get a gajillion hits on YouTube and we'll be rich.
Yeah.
I love it.
For people that were here yesterday and you saw me holding Brody. It's because you're supposed to keep your enemies close.
Oh, my gosh.
Really close.
You keep your friends close.
Your
you
friends
keep your
close.
Enemies closer. Closer.
That's why I was
yeah.
holding it.
Closest.
I was holding that shit.
Just holding super
it.
Close.
Just waiting for the moment, but it didn't happen yesterday.
Your cover's blown. He loves you so much.
No. He loves water bottles.
What about when he was
bottles?
Kissing your face? Was that also part of the ploy?
He loves water bottles.
He does love
he does,
water
yeah.
bottles.
If you ever want that
That's
kid.
Why I'm his favorite person, because I always have, I habitually have a water bottle with me at all times. So he's
yeah.
always reaching for me as if he adores me, but it's always
it's
straight
really
to the water,
the water
bottle.
Bottle.
And then
You've
he just
learned.
Squeezes
You've
it.
Learned.
And he goes,
his face all crumples up.
Oh.
It's adorable.
Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays in T-minus 5 minutes. Breaking news. Are you ready?
No, where's the...
It's a good day.
I will
don't,
be ready.
Don't say breaking news, okay?
Why?
It's a sensitive topic today.
What? Why?
Breaking
No one... Okay.
No, don't even talk about it.
Okay, we're on. Okay.
Talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Someone's going to write in on Facebook
Stop
if you don't
it.
Listen.
Know,
if you don't warn them.
Yeah. And we're just saying, we're not talking about the show that shall not be named today, okay? No mention of the show.
Hey,
maybe
honestly,
tomorrow.
If you ruin Breaking Bad for me, I will write you off forever.
We were here... at Harvest America, doing the Lord's work.
I was watching
until
my
like
wife's
10
band
p.m.
be awesome. Last
we
night
did not have a chance to see it.
It was great.
No one ruined this for us.
Please don't.
Please. Yes.
Please.
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 We've asked nicely.
We have asked nicely, and now we will threaten you.
For the love of cool TV.
And furthermore, I have just begun Breaking Bad. I'm only on season two, so that also blocks out all of season two things as well. Don't talk about those either, please.
And she's famous. And if you hurt her feelings, then other people will hurt you.
I hope that's not true. Because people who are willing to hurt other people for you are probably willing to hurt you once they change their mind.
Not when I've paid them. Where do you think all our money went?
Man. Steamer.
Hey, Don.
Yeah?
You're okay today, but a little word of advice when you're watching something, you don't want a spoiler.
Yeah.
Don't listen to birthdays.
Yeah, don't listen to birthdays.
Yeah, that's happened to me before, as a matter of fact.
Nobody knows about that.
I don't know what she's talking about. All right.
We better go.
All right.
Commercial.
Latest from War Generation now.
Woo!
I love this band.
Yes.
Hailing from Florida. Huh?
Sweet.
John Bunch?
You know.
I also am from Florida.
You may have heard of him, because I know all you guys in Florida, you just all hang
right.
out.
Right. There's only about 3 million people there.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, no bigs, right?
So. You guys all go to
we
Disney
all have
friendship World.
Bracelets.
Yeah, together,
you
right?
We all go to Disney World.
We make friendship bracelets for each other.
So
I've
rad.
Got 3 million friendship bracelets
That's
for my
great.
Other 3 million friends.
John Bunch, formerly of Sinsfield and Further Seems Forever, new band. Their latest is called Done and Gone. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Is this the Cranberries? I wonder it every time I listen.
This is the boss.
This is the boss.
Born okay. to run.
It sounds like the beginning of a Cranberry
which
song,
which is hilarious
too.
Because
which is a fave.
I don't really know. You're going to love this then, actually, because last night somebody came up to me and said, and I hope this is okay, you guys were playing last night,
Firefly.
For those that are just tuning in, Don Michelle
Firefly.
Also from the other half of this guy. And somebody said, hey, so she sounds like a really good blend of Alanis Morissette and the chick from the Cranberries.
That's interesting.
And
hey,
I was
that's
like,
compliment.
Dude,
I love the Cranberries.
Love,
Alanis Morissette, she has a great gift.
I'm
so
not
going to
lie, I'm
complain.
A crazy fan of Alanis Morissette. Jagged Little Pill got me through so much. I'm just kidding.
We can do that.
So, anyways, yeah.
I can dig it.
Okay, good. Because I was stoked. I'm like, dude, a 90s rock alternative kid. I love the Cranberries.
Yeah, that was quite the reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it time?
I guess so. Is it time?
Why not?
I was going to play some Cranberries, but I guess it's
play
time
Cranberries.
For breaking news.
Play that in the background.
Ooh,
breaking Cranberry
now
news.
I gotta find it. Breaking Cranberry news. Cranberry. Now you have to find something about Cranberries.
Cranberry Crush.
Yeah, great.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Oh my gosh! Breaking Bad has come to an end.
Shh.
That's the number one news item.
Of course it
that
is.
The thing that is, the government is about to shut down or something.
It really
I don't
is.
Even know about it. And it's
so they
like,
could be the day.
Breaking Bad shut down, so whatever.
Dude, I'm... No one ruin it!
Never in my life have I seen a TV show that has united the American people like this since the Flintstones. Flintstone kids, mind you.
Our city last night... apparently got together because my wife was trying to tell me without ruining anything for me about how hundreds of people were gathering at some spot to do something, but then she couldn't tell me, so that's literally all I know. Thousands of people gathered
in
for something last
you know
night.
Maybe we should just not answer the phone today.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm really scared somebody's going to call in and just yell out the end, kind of like when Harry Potter came out.
Why you, would anybody
you
do
had
that?
People that would buy the book and they would flip
anarchists,
the,
you
they
know?
They would flip to the back of the book and they ran outside of Barnes & Noble or whatever and they were like, blah, blah, blah!
Really?
Yes, you didn't read about that?
No!
Woo!
It's terrible.
Man.
You better believe they got spells cast on them that night. Some kid probably pulled out a wand and went, Expelliarmus! Ah, why isn't it working? It's like, it's not real, Fran. Walmart has pulled its controversial Osama bin Laden Halloween costume from its shelves.
Oh, man. Why does Walmart have so many? Did you see last week they had to pull their Naughty Leopard?
Naughty Leopard.
It was called
for tiny kids. For
2-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, the reason they pulled this one is because it came with a cave. I'm sorry. It doesn't. I made that up. Too much setup. A new study shows that 60% of people go to work when they're sick.
I do that.
That would mean that you, like, you
how many? How much percent?
60%.
60%.
So that would mean that
at least one of
you
us.
And about 3/4 of her are sick.
I will tell you.
And I'm healthy.
You know, there's dry air. My throat's a little dry, you know.
Dude.
So maybe I could be the 3% right now. I think my voice is a couple octaves lower.
How are you going to feel living here? You're going to have to. Are you constantly going to have bottled waters around?
I think I already do that. I think it's just going to take some getting used to.
Once you're
that's something
acclimated
we say
to
in
it
the South,
though?
It's going to take some getting used to.
You're going to love it.
But I'm fixing to get used to it.
You're fixing to.
I'm fixing to do it. Apparently, a WNBA player was given a technical foul for kissing her opponent.
Whoa.
Yeah. I actually saw this video.
You did
you
see the
did?
Video? Yes, I did. Okay, I didn't.
That's crazy.
The cheek.
And so then they were like, whoa!
Yeah. Well, because it was aggressive.
Oh, it was an
it wasn't like, hey, girl, I miss
so
you.
So is it like?
No, they were
is
like.
Is that the new slap?
In each other's face. It was like, have
I'm
you ever
kiss
seen?
You.
Let's be honest.
Was it like the episode of The Office where Michael kisses Oscar?
It was worse. Have you guys ever
what
seen?
I'm imagining.
The Godfather Part 2.
Whoa.
Oh.
It was
I have
the
not
kiss
know.
Of death.
The kiss of death.
Wow.
Hey, it was the kiss of death.
That sounds incredibly intimidating.
On the cheek. You grab him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That is violent.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to come to you asking for a favor.
Yeah.
And you're going to need to be ready.
I'll be ready, Godfather.
Okay. I think that girl probably.
Don,
like,
you have to talk
her.
In Godfather
you're the
voice
Don.
If
you're
you
the
want
Don.
To interact
you're
with us
Don.
Right now.
You
do you see that we are doing a bit?
My name is Don. There's a Don in the movie, so whatever I just do naturally is right.
You need to come apologize to the webcam.
Your wife is ruining it right
no,
now.
No, she's really funny, dude.
No, she's ruining
hey.
Anything.
All right.
Why'd you bring her to work?
Breaking news.
Okay.
I just want to stick with this for a second because the
no.
thing is, I just feel like she probably felt really violated because I myself have been kissed against my will
what?
In the past.
I'm sorry, okay? You're not supposed to bring it up on the air.
By a young man at a rock show.
Are you serious?
Yes. He kept hanging around the table, and he's like, hey, can I just talk to you about something? I've got something really heavy I'm dealing with. And we always try to be really careful when it's like, you know, guys and girls and stuff like that. But this was early on in our career, so we weren't as familiar. But I felt bad for the kid, but we were in a gymnasium surrounded by people, so I just kind of like stepped off to the side with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he starts saying, he leans really far close, and he's like, and he gets really quiet, so I kind of lean towards him. And then he hauls off and kisses me on the face.
Did he giggle and run off?
He took off. He got far enough away where I couldn't reach him because I was slapping out for him and he was gone already.
She was going to slap him.
And I felt awful. That was only the first time I was kissed against my will. But I felt awful about it, so I feel bad for this player.
Wow.
Yeah. Everyone, this just brought the whole scene from The Sandlot when that kid fakes drowning
or whatever.
Oh,
that's a funny scene.
So he can, that's what that kid did to you.
That's
you,
what he did.
You were
he
Wendy
did.
Peppercorn.
He's like, hey, my spirit, like I'm dealing with something. Like, I just feel like the Lord's leading me to.
I mean, I thought this kid was getting beat or something, you know? And I, yeah.
Gosh.
You got me.
Real life.
True story.
That's what happens. Amazing. Amazing. And that is breaking news.
Yeah, there's some stuff here.
Yeah.
What about this? A wedding photog scammed couples out of $140,000.
Whoa.
What?
A wedding photography, it can be a rough business. We all know it.
Yeah.
And although the photographers have plenty to worry about, like we heard, you know, the whole photography scandal that went on here a few weeks ago, and the one couple wanted the one photography group to take the pictures.
Oh, then, I'm like, what are you talking about?
You remember
yes.
all that.
Yes,
weeks
I do.
Ago.
Okay, yes.
So sometimes the photographers have stuff to worry about. Well, clients would do well to be careful, too, lest they get duped by con artists like New Jersey's Michael De Rubis. I don't know how to say Rubis. De Rubis is accused of scamming tens of couples, out of a total
awesome.
Of nearly $140,000, money he took without ever delivering the wedding photos the couples were promised.
Oh, dude, and those are your wedding photos.
Yeah,
those are like
the one. Most important thing.
One couple said they paid him $7,000 for photos and videos they have yet to receive from their March 2012 wedding.
Do you think he was there with the camera, just didn't have like a memory stick in there, and he's just snapping
he's
away?
Just snapping.
Or it wasn't
he's
even
like,
on.
They totally think I'm taking pictures right now.
They were like, how come the red light's not on? He's like, oh, those are old cameras.
Don't you think you should use a flash here,
you
man?
You can't get those back!
Nope.
Gosh!
That's awful.
That is
shame
awful.
On Mr. Rubis.
Oh my gosh. A boy was suspended from school over a gun-shaped keychain.
Oh boy.
All right.
In this day and age, zero tolerance means
zero.
Zero tolerance. A 12-year-old boy from Rhode Island was suspended from school for carrying a small gun keychain to school. Kid's name was Joseph. He brought the keychain to Alan Sean Feinstein Middle School in Coventry, Rhode Island on Thursday. The keychain, which is slightly larger than a quarter,
whoa,
fell out of his backpack during
wow.
class. Another boy picked it up and began showing it off. The boy who picked up the keychain wasn't reprimanded.
It just goes to show that if you're an upstanding student, you can't get away with anything.
Just don't
right.
take anything.
If you're not up to any trouble,
chances are you're not
getting. Yeah. No tolerance for these kids who are.
Wow. We got to talk about that later.
Yeah, no trouble.
And here's another thing we need to talk about. Psychologists are now saying that you are an adolescent until the age of 25.
Wow.
True story. Isn't that just males, though?
Probably. I think, no, males, it's 34. Yeah. So, Steve-O, you're an adult.
Dang it! But me, I don't want to be!
I'm all good. A sociology professor fears we're being too soft on younger generations. This is somebody that does not agree with that.
Yeah.
He says, there is a loss of the aspiration for independence and striking out on your own. Young adults living at home should do their own laundry, pay their own way, pay rent, you know, pay money towards the bills. But when do they grow up? When do they realize that there are no grown-ups and everyone else is winging it?
Yeah.
Which is pretty, that's pretty true.
Yeah.
True.
Jack is 9 years old. Luke is 7 years old. They already do their own laundry. Like, they do their own laundry.
Yes.
They pay rent. I'm just kidding.
Man, when I went to college, that was like, I'm doing my own laundry. My mom was like, you can just bring your laundry home for the weekends. And I said, no. I'm going to do my own laundry.
I'm an adult.
Now, how do you work the dryer?
Well, it's true if you think about it. I mean, back in the day, people got married like at 16 and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like in Bible times. We're
my grandmother got married when she was 13 years old.
What?
My grandmother.
Wow. Legally.
Yeah. Legally.
She was married in Mississippi.
She was there.
That
close,
was last
New
week.
Mexico.
Oh.
So.
We're the same.
Yeah, we are.
We're the same. Same.
Same.
Same.
You know what? There's a lot of things here. Maybe we should talk about that adolescent thing later on in the show.
Yes, we should.
So that's going to be the end of breaking news today.
All right.
That's it.
Coming up in just a moment, we got birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in, it's simple. Email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. Also looking for the question of the day.
Woo! Of the day.
We'll take it.
What's it going to be?
I don't know.
You tell us.
Yes. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
It's Steve-O, Mateo, Dono,
Donio.
It's pretty great.
Hmm. Donio! And I was like, Emilio!
Emilio!
So, Teo and I both have, like, nicknames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a nickname, Don.
Huh.
Well, her stage name is Don Michelle. Her real name is Robert.
You married a Bob?
Huh? I didn't think about it that way. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby's world.
There it is. Steve-O, Teo, and Bobby.
What's up?
Hanging out with you.
Hey, what's up?
Now, are you up early enough to listen to birthdays? We do this every
yes,
day.
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. Sometimes I feel proud of myself when I've slept long enough to miss birthdays. Because I am an embarrassingly early morning person.
Okay, that's good. That means you know how to play the game.
Oh, she knows.
Oh, yes.
Stever, are you ready to play this game?
Yes.
He is.
He's always ready.
Of course he is.
He was born ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I got kicked out of the Cub Scouts.
Me either. I know why I got kicked out. It's because they said there were already too many kids in there.
Well, that was kind of what happened.
Cut, babe.
That's actually kind of what happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, we're getting ready for the next season, and you haven't really done everything in your book. And I was like, peace.
Hey, we'll...
That's awful.
No, we'll form the Hero Scouts.
Yeah!
Nice.
Just me and Stever, though.
Yeah.
You guys, you can try out.
Yeah.
I was in the Royal Rangers.
Oh, we had Royal Ambassadors.
Nice!
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's an AG thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had the TV, television. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. I didn't have any friends. We had cows.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it is the 273rd day of 2013. There's 92 days remaining.
Until my party that these two aren't going to be at.
He's having a New
Year's
party.
No, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm sorry that I have one show in the entire month of December.
It's Sissy Houston's birthday.
Who's that?
Who? Dionne Warwick's sister and... It is
Whitney Houston's sister.
Mom.
Oh.
Whitney Houston's mom.
I never knew that Whitney Houston's mom was Dionne Warwick's sister.
Yeah,
because that was her aunt.
Aunt. Well,
that's how that works out, isn't it?
Yeah, Sissy Houston celebrating her birthday today.
Wow.
She's
going to be 71.
78.
74.
Or 80.
Oh. Wow.
Something like that. I like this. This is kind of cool.
This is her mom?
Yeah. And Sissy Houston.
Yeah, I dig this.
And Whitney.
Oh, this is both of them?
That's what it says.
Neato.
I don't know. So there you go. All right, so let's move on.
Okay.
All right. You guys might remember this show. You're a little young.
Here's a story. A lovely lady.
I remember it.
Who was bringing up some very lovely girls.
It's Adam's Barry Williams' birthday.
This is the Barry Williams.
Barry Williams played Greg Brady.
Not Greg.
Who was the oldest kid?
Greg.
Yeah.
It was Greg.
Greg.
And
Peter.
He went on to
Bobby.
Open a store called H.H. Greg, or as we recall in the band, Greg.
Yeah, he's kind of a creeper now, man.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. You just called him out there on the radio.
He deserves it.
Are you sure, man? Walk a mile in the man's shoes.
He's got the same hairstyle he had when he was on the Brady Bunch. He's he's always going to be Greg Brady.
You don't talk that way to a member of the Hero Scout.
Yeah.
Oh, well, great. He just made it in. Awesome.
Nice.
It's me and Stever.
Okay,
that's the club.
Yeah, we have to try it out.
Listen, I've got trees and the cows. I don't need clubs.
Well, let me say thank you for holding me accountable, Don.
Don't thank her. She'll keep doing it.
Barry Williams' birthday today.
Barry is 56.
60.
57.
59.
Oh!
I was closest.
I don't know if I would know
you
this.
You went over. This is Price is Right rules.
One.
You guys know this theme?
No.
The nanny.
Fran Drescher?
Yeah, it's Fran Drescher's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Booyah. What? I've never seen a single episode.
Hi, Mr. Reed.
Oh, no.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty good.
Well, I'm a female.
Is she like the female Urkel or what?
Fran Drescher's
birthday.
You know
the nanny. Come on.
I've never seen the nanny. I know who Fran Drescher is, but...
That's her birthday.
Drescher.
She was also in...
Fran Drescher.
Drescher.
Yeah. That's it.
No. She was in Spinal Tap too, y'all.
Really?
Come on, she's famous. Yeah, she was their agent.
Nice.
Never. Nope.
How old do you think she is?
The nanny named Fran.
Oh,
oh man, I'm gonna say that's hard to do.
45.
I'm gonna say 50.
51.
Oh.
Did Don just say 50?
Uh-huh. I did.
That's 56.
She'd be pleased.
She'd be pleased with you. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Eli Wiesel, Nazi concentration camp survivor and Nobel Prize winner.
Oh, happy birthday.
I believe that he is 89.
Yeah, 90. 87.
85.
Ah!
It's kind of close.
We all lost in that one.
All right. Oh, I actually got music for this next one.
No,
I didn't think
Plinko.
I did, but I did. You guys probably won't get this. Now get, okay, little trivia for this next person.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Originally cast as Marty McFly.
Oh,
for Back to the Future in 1985.
We saw him in the Blu-ray.
He was replaced after 5 weeks
of
filming.
He's in Some Kind of Wonderful. Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz.
Yes. Good job, guys.
Yes, I'm
That's
a nerd.
Not the real game, though, guys. I'm sorry. Whoa. You still have to guess his birthday.
No.
Man is beset on all sides.
Ooh.
Of
what is this?
He was
this
also
is excellent.
He was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which one is he?
He was the crazy dude that when Uma Thurman OD'd, they took him over to Eric Stoltz's house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I love this song too. Yes. Let's go with it.
Pulp Fiction.
Huh?
Eric Stoltz.
Who was in Pulp Fiction?
It's Al Green.
I'm so in love with you.
You guys know Al loves Jesus, right?
Yep.
Eric Stoltz celebrating a birthday.
It's all right with me.
We're back. 61.
Do you think he's still bummed that he's not Marty McFly?
He doesn't.
Gosh,
he's moved on.
Man, I wish I had $20 million instead of $10 million.
The question is, would you be still bummed? That's how you know.
Yes, yeah, I would.
Okay,
yes,
then
I
he
would.
Definitely is.
Those are some of the greatest movies in the world. He filmed for 6
75%
weeks.
75% of the
yeah, that's and they were like, no, it's not working out, and they let him go after six
Gosh.
Weeks of filming.
Well, actually,
I feel like that's what would happen to me.
It's not that it didn't work out. Michael J. Fox, the director's first choice, agreed to divide time between the movie and his television sitcom.
There you go,
Family Ties.
There you go. That's what I
was.
There you go.
Yeah. So, it's Eric's birthday, though.
What'd you say, Dawn?
She said 61.
I have no concept of who he is.
He is.
Red hair, freckles.
54.
57.
52.
Ah!
You guys kind of did okay.
Shoot, guys.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right, so this lady was in The Passion of the Christ.
Jim Caviezel.
Wait, what is this?
A lady.
And
long hair, but that
The Matrix Reloaded.
That's what, okay.
Oh,
she played Persephone.
Monica Bellucci.
Yes! She was Persephone.
Which one was she? Persephone? Was she the
programmer dude in the second Matrix movie?
Do you mean Dudette? Because it sounds like a girl's name.
No, I know. The programmer guy in the second,
was
the
she
French
the,
dude.
With the black hair.
The French girl.
Okay, I remember.
She also played Mary Magdalene.
We got a long way to go, guys. Long way to go.
I'm going to say
along.
She
We're walking.
Is 36.
We're walking.
44.
39.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa.
Looking
yeah.
good there, Persephone.
Yeah. Well done. She'd be pleased.
Yes.
Persephone.
All right, let's see.
We considered that for a baby name.
Probably never watched this TV show either.
Oh my gosh, I'm so bored. What is this?
Steve-O, who played Sandman?
Wings!
Yeah.
It's Wings!
Yeah.
And it's,
I love Wings!
Yeah.
Not a stick.
Wings was a great
stick.
Show.
It was.
Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
It's,
Tim Daly. No, you don't get to blow
It's
this.
Crystal Bernard's birthday, the waitress.
Man, all of that, I need to watch that show again.
I say that she is 43.
45.
47.
52.
Wow.
You win.
There you go. All right.
I got
let's
the toaster.
Move on.
Plinko.
This one has made it back to TV.
Now the story of...
Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. Who from Arrested Development, though, is celebrating
Jason
a birthday?
Jason Bateman.
Tony Hale.
Tony Hale.
Wait, it's which one? That's Buster.
He's on Veep now, too.
Buster.
Buster is hilarious. Tony Hale, thank you.
Yeah, Buster's a believer, too.
I was going to say.
He is a believer, as a matter of fact. And I think that he is turning 40.
I say 42.
I say 41.
There's two musics going on.
I know. I'm going to stop this stupid thing. Okay, Tony Hale is 43.
Oh!
Man, he's funny.
Maybe you're funny.
Yeah.
Thanks. He's my husband. Oh, this is
Spanish Sugar Ray.
Spanish. What is this?
The things are going back and forth. Is it the Big Bang Theory?
No, it's Jenna Elfman's birthday.
Oh, Dharma and Gray?
Yep. Dharma and Gray.
She is 44.
45.
47.
Jenna Elfman today turned 42.
Ah, man, we are no good at birthdays.
Birthday. We're
all, birthday.
We've all
birthday.
Been really
Happy
close.
Birthday.
Jesus Juke, if it makes you feel any better, there is none. That is good.
Oh,
stop it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That puts it in perspective.
Come back. Don't tune out. Don't change the channel. Come back. He's joking.
All right.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, you said the same thing last time I played it, man.
I am excited.
What was this from?
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3. We just watched this.
We watched it again.
Yeah.
And I love that movie.
Yeah, you hear that, Ethan Hall? It was amazing.
Oh, did Ethan give you a hard time?
Yeah, he hated it.
Go okay. back and watch it again and quit being so serious.
It's awesome. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. She's my favorite person.
This
so
actress.
Don't ever say that, whoever you are, again.
Yeah.
Ooh. But it was bad.
This right. actress played Taggart in
oh, okay.
Iron Man 3.
All right. She was also in The Town.
Ashley Hamilton.
Yes.
She the short hair?
No, she...
Is she the botanist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Did you see The Town?
Yes.
How she was the old lead is she?
I say okay. she is 32. 34.
35.
Nine.
Oh, wow.
39. Dude.
9 years old.
She's pretty.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Ooh.
Ooh, Jumanji?
Oh.
Come on, Mateo.
Ooh, this makes me feel wonderful.
Is this Jurassic Park?
In a terrifying kind of way. Is it Lost?
From The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh. Steve-O doesn't like that.
You shut your mouth.
The movie was stupid.
Shut
Marion Cotillard.
Oh.
Cotillard?
This is Talia. Talia's birthday.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Sorry, I was just.
She was also in the. She played Johnny Depp's main squeeze in the Dillinger movie.
And yeah. She was in Inception.
Exactly.
Yep. So, how old is she?
She is.
Oh, wait, I know this.
39.
That's close.
38. 42.
Let's see here. 38.
Oh! Yeah!
Way to go, baby.
Yeah, nicely done.
Do you want to know why I guessed that?
Why?
Turn that down. Oh, thank you. It's because Brian McSweeney, who used to sing for that band 7 Day Jesus.
Yes, and Matthew.
Yes, he goes out with Third Day. He's like a tech. And they played one of the night shows, like Jay Leno or one of those.
Uh-huh.
And she was the guest. And he said he got to have a conversation, like just hang out with her and talk.
Wow. Yeah.
Like they were taking a smoke break or something.
Yeah.
So he said it was one of the coolest conversations he's ever had. And then I remember him saying, and that was a couple of years ago, you know, she was like 34 then. She looked so much younger than that. So
wow.
I did some quick math.
There you go. Nice math.
Yeah.
Mississippi treated you well.
Ah, good job, buddy.
All right. Let's go back. Not only this TV show, but she started with John Wayne in Rio Bravo.
Oh, yes.
And she was in Police Woman.
And Margaret.
And the original Ocean's 11.
Murder, She Wrote.
Or it's Angie Dickinson. Angie Dickinson's birthday.
Angie Dickinson.
She
and
is
she
87.
Is.
That's old.
Yeah, that's
old.
I went high.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to say 78.
82.
She actually turned 82 today.
Whoa, two in a row.
Turn that down. I'll tell you how I knew it. I guess.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you.
Yay!
Tennis player.
Andre Agassi.
Former tennis player. Female.
Serena Williams.
Martina Hingis.
Hey!
That rhymes with Hingis. He was a character on Boy Meets World.
Dope.
Boy! She is
Martina
42.
Oh, I don't. She's just a sports person. That's the only clue we get.
That's all we get.
Played tennis.
Played tennis.
Retired.
Martina Hingis.
All right, she's retired. Mm-hmm. So
from sports.
She could be anywhere from 27 on, right? That's
right.
When they have to retire.
Exactly.
I say she's 27.
I say 42.
36.
33.
Ah!
Whoa!
Boy!
All right.
I don't know. I just assumed tennis players could go longer.
Matt, you know, Matt's winning this morning.
I am.
You know that, right?
By two.
All right. Steve-O's probably going to get this one.
Baseball.
Party of five.
Party of five.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
I didn't even get this channel.
And Mean Girls.
Matthew Fox, Scott Wolf. Mean Girls.
What's her
face? Not Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, the one.
The younger sister.
Gretchen.
The mean one.
Lacey Chabert.
Yes.
That's her?
Lacey's celebrating a birthday today.
Stop trying to make fat chat.
And she doesn't play any sports.
No. Oh, okay, that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen, stop me. Stop trying to make
she
fat chat.
She is younger than me. Because she played Jennifer Love Hewitt's younger sister, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
And so...
But a lot of times, actresses are older than they appear. Which is why we still have hope of being superstars.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's my age.
Okay.
It's a birthday!
So I'm guessing... I'm going to say she's 31.
What do you say?
Wait, you said 31?
I did.
32.
30.
She's 31.
I'm making a comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
Gosh.
I've been here for years.
This is terrible.
You can't win anything on your own show.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
I don't want
to
play.
I'm taking my toys. I'm going home.
We are to dates.
Yes. Oh.
Dates. On this date in what year? Ready?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I said the Flintstones earlier.
You totally said the Flintstones earlier. Did you
No? You know this this was a primetime show like The Simpsons.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
That's pretty neat.
That is pretty
neat.
You know,
I think that's neat about America.
Yeah, America. Neato.
You can tell it's neat because how it is.
Hey, what former TV show was it modeled after?
Was it like the...
The Honeymooners?
The Honeymooners.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Exactly.
Aww. I was about to say the Moonlighters.
Whoa, you can't say that in 2013. You can't say that.
Straight to the moon.
You can't say that, Flintstones.
So what year did they debut on ABC?
Gosh.
1964.
58. 62.
They debuted in 1960.
Ah!
And since I didn't get music for the other two things here, I'm just going to keep playing the Flintstones.
Yeah!
It's great anyway, so.
In what year, on this date, did the stapler get patented by Samuel Slocum?
I missed it because I was looking at Steve-O's face.
I'm sorry.
Stapler.
Stapler got patented in 19...
Okay, but if you take my stapler...
Oh, 19...
Did you see my stapler?
I'm going to burn down the building.
1919.
Whoa. No. 1897. I think it was 1942.
I say 1897.
1841.
Whoa! Mateo was way closer than the rest of us.
On this date, in what year did the first section of the Gutenberg Bible, the first book printed from movable type... get published in Germany.
Deutschland.
Ja, und it was made with leather.
Trump. God, I can't focus.
Dankeschön.
Someone guess a year.
18. No?
No.
Matt's shaking his head at me. It go first then, Matt.
So I see Florida schools are just like Miami or like Mississippi and New Mexico.
Okay, I'm going to say 1582.
Nice. Real nice.
Gutenberg Bible.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Well, then guess.
1620.
Something like that. 1666.
1452. Wow.
Okay. Way back.
Yeah, way
back. Way to go, Gutenberg.
Yes.
You had it together before anybody else.
Gutenberg. Good job.
All right, so today it's National Chimney Safety Week.
What?
Kiss a chimney sweep.
Okay, guys, a chimney is something that's attached to a fireplace.
Okay.
Do they have fireplaces in
New
Mexico?
Sometimes, not really. We have fires everywhere else.
Yeah, outside.
Forest fires.
Oh, I know about
that's unfortunate.
Today is Mud Pack Day.
Chimney,
Mud Pack Day.
And, it's fall. It's National Mold Cider Day.
Yeah, cool.
Mold. I thought you said mold.
Mold.
Mold cider.
M-U-L-L-E-D.
Mold.
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 And it's time to go to Sopo's.
Oh,
yes.
Let's do it.
Yes.
K-L-Y-T Albuquerque.
Yeah, that's us. I'm glad you did that.
That's all.
All right. 88.3 FM is KLYT Albuquerque. Good job. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, more of Dawn Michelle.
Here I am.
We're also going to be airing our interview with Christian Soy. Had a chance to sit down with him yesterday.
Yes.
Dawn wasn't in that interview, but since she's here today, we'll just leave her mic on so she can just say, cool.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel, right. Christian?
No, I've been you practicing. Can't say that.
I've been practicing my
impression. You don't have time for that. You don't have time for that.
No. I thought I was going to be a part of the interview.
You could go,
Oh.
Yes.
What if I say, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can do that.
All right, because Matt's got, and you've got,
I kept going, yeah.
And right. I'm going to have,
Right. That was mine. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sopo.
We'll do that.
Okay, Sopo.
We'll be back with more wonderfulness on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Traffic, everyone, look out. There's beep, traffic. Beep. Beep, beep.
We have an accident at Paseo del Norte and Jefferson.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it happened at 7:15, so just a few minutes ago, and traffic is getting congested around that accident.
As if it's not congested enough on Paseo and Jefferson.
Yes, so it's going to be more so. So
allergies.
Plan ahead.
You know?
Vehicle allergies. No. There's road construction on I-40 in Rio Puerco, and everything else is just regular time morning traffic.
There you go.
Woo! That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Steve-O, Mateo.
Hey.
Bobby.
It's B-O-B-B-I-E. It's very feminine.
It's pronounced Dawn Michelle. From Firefly.
Oh.
And wife of the weaker vessel of Mateo.
Whoa.
It's biblical.
I know, because I read it in a little book.
That's how I introduced Chrissy everyone. This is my weaker vessel.
The funny thing about the Bible is you can really use it to insult people.
You really can.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
Jerks.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
I found a pretty amazing pamphlet, if you will. It's called How to Use the Internet.
Ooh.
So back in 1994, the internet, I guess, was, you know, it was a big thing.
It was a baby net.
It was creeping on a come up. TLC. Boom. All right.
Nice.
I guess important enough that at the time, did a cover story on it, but it was so unfamiliar that people needed an explanation.
They're like, internet?
Yeah. So, May of that year, computer book publisher Zip Davis Press released How to Use the Internet. So these were actual chapters of this book.
Minternet? I got one of them out in the garage. We can take the boat out later. You don't really even got to take a boat. You can just stand right there at the shore.
Did you just say Minternet?
Minternet. Catching minners.
Oh, man. It took me a minute.
You guys, until he explained the end, the
you know
catching
me.
Minners.
Minternet.
Minternet.
I live down there by the lake. Catching fish all day. Fisherman, fisher of fish. Fisherman, fisherman. My name's Troy Fisherman. Minternet.
Got my minternet.
I don't need a Netscape, I got a landscape. With a lake. Minternet.
Do you ever just shut down? Do you ever just stop?
It's got to be hard for you when you shut down because you're on the radio, so it just is radio silence.
Only time I say Yahoo is when I catch a bass.
Oh, yeah, that's good. This is good stuff.
Yeah. I love you.
I love fishing. You want to take me to the Bass Pro? I'll live in there. I'll live in the Bass Pro. I'll set a tent up in a boat. and I'll live in it.
I think living in the Bass Pro would be the best place to live.
For me?
If you had to uproot yourself because of a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a good point.
Yeah, that's a good
point. And here's
how
I know it's absolutely true, because we had a terrible flood, a great flood, if you will.
In Nashville.
In Nashville. And the entire Opry Mills Mall shut down. But let me tell you what store bounced back in about a month.
Yep.
I'm talking about a catastrophic flood. Yeah, that Bass Pro Shop was back up and running.
It's really?
I think they put everything in the boats,
yeah,
right?
You know the manager is like, Bruce, this is it! This is it! DEFCON 4, baby, yeah!
This is what we've been planning for.
Stay clocked in!
Get the bows and arrows.
We got this, man! There's gonna be moccasins, gators. We're gonna go fishing, Roy!
We're not losing anything.
Oh, man. Yep.
And they didn't. Seriously, that was the only store in that mall that came back for a long time.
I really wanted to sneak over to the Bass Pro Shop, get a boat, float myself over to the Forever 21, and gather a lot of flooded clothing.
Creepy thing,
because they're
though?
Just going to throw it out, right? They're just going to throw it out. I mean, that's a waste.
Our friend Allie, who's the manager at Forever 21, she showed, like, they got to go back in after the floodwaters receded. And she showed me this picture, and there was a snake track in the carpet. Seriously. Like, the river was right by the mall.
Wow.
And I'm talking that thing. Woo! No! I would not have gone in there.
Wow.
Unless I worked at Bass Pro with Bruce!
Gosh, just sailing through the halls of the mall. Just imagine, there's a movie in this.
Yeah, there really is.
It's called Jumanji.
Okay.
I literally said the word internet.
I know, and this is where we've come.
This is what happened.
And it still happened.
I was trying to play back how we got here.
You
and
say
I just
internet? Is that what you just said? I got some lures in my tackle box right there. Speaking of tackle box, why you got all them piercings and tattoos? You look like your face fell in a tackle box. What'd you do?
Oh, man!
Hey, seriously, before we go back to the...
Can you get through the metal detector at the airport?
Before we go back to the actual discussion, Dave Sobol.
Yeah.
Best friend.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Boom, boom, boom.
We are your hosts. Steve-O.
Mateo.
Bobby.
Bobby the girl.
Bobby Joe is what we say.
No, mate, Bobby Joe.
We already have Mitch, you know, on middays. So.
Yeah.
So, I like Don better than Bobby.
It's a crisis of identity in
Don,
the studio.
It can be both male and female.
That's
I don't know
true.
If you noticed.
That's
when
true.
I was in high school, the boys would always call me Don, D-O-N, Don.
Don Johnson, what's up?
Because I would always hang out with the dudes.
Or Donald.
Donald.
I made that one up.
I like that one.
Sorry. Mm.
The phone lines are somehow jammed and we didn't even ask a question yet, so you want to just take some random phone calls?
Okay, this will be fun.
Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Hey, just wanted to say good job last night at the show, Firefly.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for watching.
All right. God bless. Y'all have a good one.
You too,
you
man.
Too.
All right. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would just like to call and say hello and that I love your show.
Wonderful.
Right on.
Thank you.
Wait, thank you.
This show or the Firefly show?
He doesn't want to specify.
Correct answer is cool. Both. Both. Say both.
Awesome. You can say both.
It's cool.
No problem.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. He never said.
It's Monday.
It is Monday. Hey, guess what I just did, guys?
What did you just do?
Don, guess what I just did?
What did you do?
I just posted on Firefly's Facebook.
Yeah!
I said, Firefly fans, we're happy to welcome Miss Dawn Michelle to Team Awesome Morning Party here on Static Radio. And I tagged us.
Are you
all
exploiting your wife?
Want to tune in? Download the free app. Search for Static Radio in either the iTunes or Android app markets. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Done. Fantastic. We're cross-marketing right now.
Cross-marketing!
Cross-market!
Why have you never told everyone you know about this morning show that your husband is a part of?
They don't know.
I guess I told all the people I didn't know for sure, but maybe not.
They don't want to tell her fans that she has a husband.
Oh, right.
You laugh, but we have actually traveled with bands and they keep it quiet that they're married and stuff.
Wow.
So I think it's funny.
We don't keep it quiet.
No. Shout it from the rooftops.
I have to have some kind of cool factor in my life. It's all I
got.
That's why
you joined the radio.
Yep.
Because you're like, well, I can't do the, you know, the whole like married to the girl in Firefly thing because they got to keep it a secret.
I'm
for
just the touring
record success.
I'm just the touring bass player in the coolest band ever. So
exactly.
I can't really.
Yesterday we were setting up and somebody walks up to Mateo and says, "Okay, so what's your name?" Matt. Okay, because I Wikipedia'd House of Heroes, and you're not in it.
And I was like, "Oh, that's wonderful."
I said, yeah, I'm just the touring guy. I'm not in any of the pictures.
Yeah.
And then it was, and then Steve-O said, "Yeah, weird. We Wikipedia'd your name, and you didn't come up."
Yeah, I said, "That's weird, because we Wikipedia'd all the cool people that listen to Team Awesome Morning Party, and your name didn't come up."
It's really funny, because people get this idea. I don't know what it is about being in a band or whatever, but they say things to you that they wouldn't say
to
other
any
people.
Other
no, she was totally,
she was being sweet.
Okay, if you're listening right now,
she
we are just
nice.
Picking.
I'm totally
picking
kidding.
Back at you. It was
all
right.
But
you
what about
right.
the people with real, with who really are mean? Like, I have met so many people, and they'll come to me and say, "Man, you look a lot older than on your CD."
Or the she had a girl come up to her one time and say, What was it like? I wish the old singer was back in the band or something like that.
Well, that
what?
Was that was a comment on Facebook.
That's
but
what it was.
When we were on Winter Jam, it was after I changed my hair. It wasn't black and white anymore. And some girl was like, "Man, I really like that old singer a lot better. I don't know why they got rid of her." It was funny. I was like, "I've been here for 8 years.
I'm the only singer they've ever had."
But then seriously, no, like coming up to my face, though, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. People will come up to me and be like, speaking of my hair, they'd be like, "Why did you change your hair?" And I guess, to me, I think that's a funny question, because what could the possible answer be other than "I wanted to"?
Right.
I'll tell you what
unless
the answer is.
There was a person with a gun, you know, who made me change my hair.
Right.
And I don't think people do that to other people. They don't walk
don't
up to
so.
Like their friends and be
change
like,
"Change your hair!
Why did you change your hair?"
No, what you do is if somebody comes up to you again and you say, they say, "Why did you change your hair?" You say, "The same reason you didn't change your face."
Oh.
And then they're like,
I think it would be better if I just burst into tears.
Yeah, just cry.
But that one girl who did say I looked old, I did want to say, "You know what? You look a lot older than your CD, too, but you don't have one. Get out of my face."
Oh,
and that's what
CD.
I felt like on the inside. It wasn't very nice. I didn't
like,
say
oh,
it. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Thank you.
That's what I said. Actually, I think
cried.
I thought of saying that later. Do you know how you always think of the perfect comeback later?
You're on the bus.
Why can't you think of it when it's happening? Later, you're like, "Oh, the jerk store called. They're running out of you," you know?
The jerk store. There's a jerk store?
That was amazing. Stever.
That's not
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Okay, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey.
Y'all.
Have Steve-O call Nancy, because Steve-O's a jerk.
No.
Call Nancy and ask Nancy what's the meanest thing Steve ever said to Nancy.
No!
Oh, I cannot wait.
Man. Thanks.
I'm listening.
Busted on
no,
the radio.
Let's do this.
What's your extension?
1228.
All right. Calling her.
I wish she could just come in here.
I can't believe this.
Hello?
Miss Nancy.
Hello.
Hi.
He
Hi.
Said miss, not me.
I did. I'm sorry. We're talking about, welcome to the radio, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Steve-O's okay.
Beautiful.
All right, Steve-O and Mr. Matt.
Steve-O's beautiful younger wife.
What?
So we're talking about times where somebody has come up to you and said something that you're like, why would you say that to that person? Because
oh, I know.
Dang it. Wow.
She's already got, she
that
knows what's
fast.
Going on here.
So
something like, what happened to your face?
Oh, you said
wow.
that.
Wow. That's rough.
Why did he say that?
Because I got a new horrifying hairdo for a play.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so he thought that was the appropriate way to take the focus off my horrible hairstyle.
Okay.
To ask me. What happened to my face?
Very artful. The artful dodger.
Yeah, my boy, he's not the most tactful guy.
No.
But
no, he's not.
He's all of his insults come from a place of love.
Right, right. That's what he says, anyhow.
Well, this is done. I feel your pain because we were just talking about how random people would just come to you and say the worst things in the world, I guess, when you're on stage sometimes or whatever. And actually, I can think that happened to me, too. One time I was at a photo shoot, and the head guy, one of the head guys from our label, which this is when we had our smaller label we were with, he came in, and I happened to have just a little bit of acne on my chin. And I'll tell you, through photo magic, you can wipe that stuff right out. It's no big deal. But, however, he approaches me. We're all sitting in a group, the whole band, in a line there, getting our picture taken. He walks up, like, in a break, and he kind of, like, gestures to, like, the general area of my face with his hand with a wave, like, yeah, can we do something about this?
Oh!
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. As I'm standing in front of a camera, having to pretend that I want to be photographed... And trying not to feel like the dumbest person in the world, this is what he says to me. And then again, later, years later, we're having a video shoot, and we're having one of those, it was the Red camera, where they first used the Red camera, which is like an HD camera, super, super fine. And he's behind the monitor, and we're up there, it's like a 20-hour day, and he's up there, and he's like, hey, Don, I can see the pores in your nose. And I was like, can somebody get him out of here? This is two times he has sabotaged things.
She feels your pain, Nancy.
Well, it sounds like these clowns and Steve all went to the same etiquette school.
Wow.
They must have.
Not me. I went to my grandma used to read the when I would get in trouble, she would read the Miss Manners book to me.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It was like 7 years ago.
It was 3 weeks ago.
It was a long time ago.
It shows you the scars that you create.
I know.
It's better to just be kind.
I was trying to be kind.
Publicly apologize.
Take the.
You were just really bad at it.
All the talk off of her hairdo.
Look, you need to. You need
did
to apologize.
Her makeup differently than she normally does, and
right
I was
now.
Trying to comment on it.
That's say. Not how you say that.
I'm sorry. I meant it positively.
Tell her you're sorry,
Nancy. I'm very sorry.
That's okay. Hey, do you want to know what happened to Walter White?
No.
Whoa!
No. We gotta go. Hang it up now.
Wow.
Gosh, that was a close one.
These ladies
evil.
Are so smart.
Gosh, that's what they do. That's what they do.
Wow.
Nancy Ryman, everyone.
She's the best.
I really didn't mean it negatively, but that's how it came out.
Yeah, that is how it came out.
And let's be honest, I'm a sweetheart.
What happened to your
person.
Face?
And that's,
let's be honest.
That's what happens
let's to
a lot
of people.
Let's
talk about how I see myself.
Here's another example of some of these things. Like, we got a comment on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Hey, I know it's a bit late, but about 2 weeks ago during the morning party show, they were doing the comics corner. Well, they said that Lord of the Rings was written after the movies were made, which is incorrect. Star Wars is the movie they were thinking of. Just thought I'd let you know. LOL, you call yourselves nerds. Smiley face. And to me, the real tragedy here is that Star Wars just ripped off the works of J.K. Rowling.
I mean, obviously.
You know, to make those books. And those movies. And that makes me really sad.
What makes me the most sad is...
No, there's nothing new under the sun.
After... how long have we been doing this show here?
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been at least 17
I mean, it's been a couple weeks.
I mean, come on. You would think people would pick up on our humor, but I guess not. That was probably my favorite comment we've ever received on Facebook.
It was pretty great.
That was
awesome. The funny thing is... The very funny thing is...
Yeah.
That I don't know when the Lord of the Rings came out.
The movies or the books...
There's a book? Like the coloring book?
I think we have to have that for tomorrow's birthdays.
Yes.
Oh.
Birthday
pretty
question.
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. It's just before 8 o'clock. Coming up, I got a list of things that you needed to know back in 1994, how to use the internet. We're going to talk a little bit about finding the internet. You have a story.
Nemo?
I know. Coming up. Yes, finding Nemo.
Oh, I
and
have
the
story.
Internet. When you discovered the internet.
Speaking of Nemo and Manternet.
We're also going to talk a little bit about internet etiquette and or how to approach banned people.
It's
and
called
what not to say.
General candor.
I think it's how to approach everyone.
I agree. I think
don't
we should
talk
about
don't put them in a special
this.
Category where you can just be mean to them.
Coming up, we'll talk about that because it's interesting how that happens. Talking to people. Etiquette. Has Twitters changed that?
Twitters.
The Twitters.
Twitters changed everything.
Good job, Twitters.
Yeah.
Tweets.
Thanks, Twitters.
Quick break, right back with this list. And, of course, some more of Team Awesome. Morning Party. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Got a show like us.
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party don't stop.
Don't stop.
Woo! Especially this week.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, this is going to be a long week.
If this is your first time tuning into Static Radio, welcome. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. I am Steve-O.
I am Mateo.
And I am Da Michelle, also known as Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
It's been a fun day Monday, everybody.
Fun day Monday.
Monday, fun day.
Just another.
You know what's coming up
Monday.
At exactly 8:30?
What?
Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, my gosh. Dawn, tell them we don't have to do that.
We don't have to do that.
Do you know what Mad Lib Monday is?
Yeah, she knows because I complain
about it. What could
it
be? It's a mystery.
Fill in the blank.
Hold on. Let me think about it.
Get it.
Does it have anything to do with a pony?
No. Well, it could.
Are you sure? Because the pony's
a
noun.
Boom!
Hey!
Coming up at 8:30, we'll be rocking Mad Lib Monday. We'll also be airing our interview with Christian Asoy in a little bit. We had a chance to talk to him last night for Harvest America, which is why Firefly's in town. Y'all rocked a show last night.
What?
It was pretty amazing.
Thanks.
My ears are still bleeding.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It was loud, dude. Hey, it sounded
incredible.
It was a ball of sound.
Thanks, guys.
Gosh. So good.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I've seen Firefly play.
Building up my self-esteem this morning.
It was awesome. It was so good.
Yeah, it was good.
Woo!
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. We've been talking about amazing things people will tell you on the internets because they feel bold. But it seems like more and more people are willing to say them to your face, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because like I'm behind a table at the signing line or whatever, so they think I can't hit them from where I am. I don't know what it is.
We've gotten some amazing ones. We were broadcasting out at the State Fair for the last couple weeks and had some pretty amazing listeners come up. TJ just reminded me of one that I super loved. Hey, Steve-O. Wow, you're shorter than I imagined you would be.
That's a nice one.
Oh, cool. Whoa. Hey, man, how old are you? I thought you were your 20s. You look older than I... Okay, all right. Cool. Yeah, no.
That's because that really hurts my feelings.
Cool. Thank you so much, grown up. You're a poopy head.
Poopy head.
I don't have anything. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Mark.
Mark!
Woo!
Bus rider Mark.
Breaking Bad last night was pretty awesome.
Shut up!
No,
hanging
Mark.
Up, Mark.
You
love
just
you,
got
bye.
Hung up on, buddy. Sorry. Love you. Not going to happen here.
I really just hung up on him.
Sorry, Mark.
I'm sorry, bus rider Mark. We love you.
And we're not going to answer the phone call if it's you.
Greg Laurie had an incredible outreach last night. It's called
totally.
Harvest America. What was it? 1,000 churches involved last night, they said?
A bunch of folks.
You tell me.
1,000. 1,000.
1,000.
Christian Asoy was here.
Literally tens of churches.
Skate demo, lots of cool stuff. Firefly performed, and we were here till almost 10 p.m.
Woo!
Thus, we have not seen the
series
finale.
That's the latest they've stayed up in a long time, these fellers, because they got to get up right and early.
It really is.
I get up before the sun come up anyway because of my internet.
It got to be about 9 p.m.
On account of it.
Man, I just wanted to go to sleep, Stever.
Hey. Levi Lusco said 750 churches, and as of yesterday, they got the 50th state when Vermont joined them.
Wow.
Oh, I'm like, what?
In the church
Vermont
network?
Became a state? Finally.
Yes.
Gosh.
Wow.
Vermont. Hey, congratulations to our Vermont
listeners. I didn't see that coming.
Welcome.
Whew.
Welcome to the nation.
Whew.
Welcome to the union.
Whew.
I love the union.
He has to say that.
I love it.
When they hired Matt, knowing he's from Mississippi, he had to...
Yeah, I have a quota.
He has a quota of how many times he has to say that he loves the union.
I'm still a part of the union.
I love the union. I love Abraham Lincoln. These are all the things he had to sign up
for. Oh, speaking of, I recorded Lincoln for us.
Yeah!
It was on Showtime this weekend.
Boom!
Free weekend preview. What?
Daniel Day-Lewis, here I come.
I saw Lincoln Lawyer, but it was not what I expected because Lincoln was not in there.
Well, somebody ruined the ending for me, Lincoln.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I wanted to see it, and then they were like, dude, he get at the end in the theater, and I was like, what? Why would you spoil that for me? Spoiler alert!
What a jerk.
I went to
was
APS.
It,
I did not know that Lincoln was assassinated.
Who was it that ruined it for you? Was it your middle school history teacher?
Yeah. Take that.
Thanks, middle school
what
history
a jerk.
Teacher. I know. Gosh. Spoiler alert. Speaking of, this is a spoil-free zone. We're not even talking Breaking Bad today. There's so many people. You're like on season 2.
I'm on
two.
Season 2.
So
you guys can't say anything. Don't even say the name.
Please just have mercy.
We were talking to somebody last night.
I don't even remember the name sometimes.
80% of all Netflix users and set was it 73% of all Hulu Plus users, they're called binge users.
That's me.
Three episodes is the minimum that people sit down and watch normally at any given time.
If you're like me and Matt and you can't afford cable, but you can pay like $7 a month, that's how you watch TV.
We got that. We got that all month.
I found this brand new show. It's called Knight Rider. There's this dude in a talking car. I can't wait to see what happens next.
There's another show called Airwolf about this helicopter, and it blows people up.
It's incredible.
Airwolf.
Yeah. We'll just start pretending like all those shows are brand new. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw the most stirring drama of my life. It's about a family trying to make their way out west on the plains. It's called Little House on the Prairie. It's incredible.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The little girl goes blind.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, man. Boo.
Rough times.
Thanks, Dawn.
And that's how it can happen. Just that easy, guys. So don't say anything about Breaking Bad.
Because I'll tell you what. People spoil things. You never forget them. I still remember I was working at a Blockbuster. And somebody came in and said, dude, Fight Club, I just saw this new movie, blah, 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 and told me the ending.
What a jerk.
And to this day, I still remember that and still don't care for that movie at all because I walked in knowing it. So I just thought that movie was... We're talking about the internets and the bravery of people these days.
Bravery.
Yesterday, we had an amazing event, Fireflight. You guys played a show, and you signed a bunch of cool stuff for people and hung out with all the peoples and got some interesting comments. And over the years, have gotten some interesting comments on the road.
Oh, yeah. So many interesting comments.
Do you think it's because people think we're not real humans? Because they're like, oh, they're radio personalities, so obviously they don't have a soul.
They don't have feelings.
I don't know. And maybe, you know, honestly, here's what it probably is. There are some people who don't have a filter.
There you go.
Because we do things in front of people, we just talk to more people than most people. So we run into more of those filterless people.
That's true.
What do you think?
There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Situations. Give us a call. We got a call. You ready to take this?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Static.
Hey, so on the mean comments that people say to you, in public, I attend UNM. This is Hannah. I called you guys a few times.
What?
Hey, Hannah.
I was standing in line at the cafeteria just getting a granola bar. I play soccer, so I'm not fat that I know of. I had a gentleman approach me, poke my stomach and say, "You still working out?"
Oh my God!
Did you know them? Did you know
away.
Them?
You should have punched him.
I can honestly say I threw my granola away and walked out not eating.
You should have kicked him with your soccer legs.
Yeah. You've got two of them.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in, you know, it'll come back to bite him. He'll be the old baggy man later on in life. But
And he's not going to have any friends because he's a real jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dawn from Firefight, I wanted to thank you for everything you do.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Your music has, helped me and a bunch of my friends.
That's amazing.
Quite a few times in life, so I wanted to thank you for that. And thank you for putting up with, all the negative comments you have to deal with. Because
it's okay.
You're still a woman, and that hurts, and it's no fun. But thank you for everything you do to continue putting your music out there.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, you know, God's just been so good to us, and we're just so thankful, and we have so much to be thankful for. And everything's not always easy, but, you know, life's not easy. And we just feel thankful that God's kind of given us a platform to try to hopefully be encouragement to others because of the ways that he's helped us.
Well, I really thank you. Thank you for continuing on, and I really hope that you guys continue to be so successful and get so much bigger and just continue on being so awesome, and thank you.
Well, you're awesome. Thank you for saying that.
Right on. Hannah, thank you so much for calling.
You too.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hannah just said she hopes you get bigger. What does that mean?
Hey! Hannah's like,
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Hannah cannot quit getting persecuted around here.
Sorry, Hannah.
Static.
Hey, Steve. It's Jen.
Hey,
sister.
What's up?
Whoa.
How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling because I had a story about people saying rude things.
Okay. Yeah. They're out there, those rude people.
Yeah, please tell it unless it has to do with me.
Oh, I'm sure
it does. Because, you know.
No, it doesn't have to do with you.
This time.
My husband and I, we own a business, and I've seen the same customer come in lots of times for emission tests.
Okay.
And I hadn't seen him in like a year, and he's like, well, he, I don't know, he's from Texas or something. He's like, well, darling, life's been a little too easy on you. And I said, why do you say that? He's like, because you put on weight since I saw you last.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
Awesome.
Nice guy. Wow.
Quality
dude. Did you say,
dude,
hey, did you fall out an ugly tree? Because you look like you hit every branch on the way down.
See, you
pretty
think
much
of them now.
Yeah, you think of them later.
Now.
You only think of them later.
Did
you say,
you're like,
did
okay,
you say, hey, you're stupid? Because that would have probably been my comment.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, you
much
are.
Gosh. Well, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, like Don said, you don't think of things until like
no,
way
you
after
don't
the
well,
fact.
That's because
that
you're
they
like, they just sucker punched you with
yeah
words. So you're
but
like,
you know,
stunned.
That's probably God's provision in our life to save us.
Amen.
Because
yes
it saves you from sinking down to their level out loud.
Yeah.
Though we all do later. And we even mm-hmm have we have arguments with people who haven't even said stuff to us yet because we imagine what they're going to say. You know?
Future
I'll spend
tripping
20 minutes thinking about what I think he's going to say when I get there. And oh, man.
She's talking about me. She's talking about me.
Yeah.
I give him
pretty
what
much
for in my mind for saying what I imagine he's going to say.
Oh, amazing.
No.
Amazing.
I didn't know we were in a fight again.
It's
thanks
not too
for
bad
the call,
it's not too
Jen
bad.
It ain't.
Well, no problem. I just wanted to tell you, I listen to you guys every day, like, when I'm exercising and stuff, but
awesome.
I love your show.
Right on. Well,
thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks.
That's good. It's
I'm
good
gonna
to
take
hear
credit
from you
for it.
I'm trying to teach your brother how to be funny. It's not working
no
out.
No, not my, not me, not her brother's Pete.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to teach Steve-O how to be funny. It's
yeah
not working
he's
out.
He's trying. He's trying. You tell Pete I said hi.
I will. You guys take care.
All right.
Bye.
Later. 505-338-3700. Pete's my old roommate.
Hmm. Pete.
We used to have a place, bro.
Yo, Pete.
It's pretty awesome.
I wanted to
you
want to
get some pizza?
He looks like the lead writer of Rohan.
Whoa.
He's pretty awesome,
I
dude
wanted to call Dave, but he's at work.
Oh, Stovall.
Because we have so many stories. There would be times where we would leave a show and we'd just be driving down the road and we would just start talking about the invisible fights we were having with people at the show, like in our heads.
Amazing. 505-338-3700, the phone number, talking about those times where you just get sucker punched by
yeah
people in their
sucker
but
punch
do you think whoa people are trying to be rude or they're just bold?
At maybe they're trying to be funny.
Honest?
You know,
maybe
ever since Bart Simpson, it's kind of taken daily conversation to a different place with sarcasm.
So it's Bart's fault.
And they're like, hey, if I be funny this way, I'll beat everybody to the punch.
Maybe they're just trying to be remembered. Like if you look up to somebody, they're just going the wrong way about, yeah, they'll never forget about me. Little do they know.
Or maybe they think they're better than everybody
else.
They
think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that last guy, you know, was saying, making that comment about our weight, it really
right
seemed like he just thought he was better than everybody else and thought he could just say what he wanted to.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
There it is.
Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. We got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Can never get this thing. Man, that's Manternada slow.
You got
I'm
it.
I'm running Netscape 3.1 on this girl. It's crazy. We have an accident at I-40 West at Carlisle, exit 160. Also an accident at I-40 West at University at exit 159D. So right there together, two accidents. We have another accident, 6th Street at Lomas Boulevard. And a lot of morning congestion out here on, what's this road? What is this?
That looks like
Cottonwood,
Alameda.
Yeah. Around there, Paseo, Jefferson, and it looks like 40 eastbound is getting pretty stacked up behind those two wrecks. We also have the road construction at I-40 and Rio Puerco.
Thank you. That is all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up, we got some Coldplay for you. In fact, we'll get to that here now. But
what?
After Coldplay.
Yeah?
Your favorite segment of Monday morning.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
Mitch isn't even here.
It's Matt Punch Monday.
Matt Punch Monday?
No.
No.
No, it's
no?
Matt Lib Monday.
You just
got Matt Lib.
Yeah.
So many, there's
yeah
probably like 20 people driving down the road cracking their knuckles like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Here
it
comes.
It's happening.
I remember what he said.
I remember.
Phone lines are open 505-338 3,700.
Mad Lib Monday, your favorite and mine.
Mad Lib Monday.
That's right. Segment round here to Static Radio. It's called Culture Shock. You can learn details about it at mystaticradio.com/culture shock. Latest from Coldplay from the forthcoming Hunger Games movie soundtrack.
Ooh. Yeah. Sounds really cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you heard, but that movie is reputed to be a bestseller.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait till they finish the book on this movie. It's going to be incredible.
I'm so glad that these movies inspired books.
Yeah, books.
They inspire people to read and stuff.
Books!
I like the movies better. I don't have to think when I see a movie. Latest from Coldplay, it's called Atlas. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Books!
Static. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Damn.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Steve-O, Mateo, Dono.
Dono.
Donio. I like Bobby better.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
That was pretty good.
Hey.
That was a really good Hank Hill. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Are you on Instagram?
Yes.
Get off Instagram.
No, look, Don tagged us in a picture.
That show yesterday is going to be spoiled.
No, I got good friends, man.
Whatever.
My friends aren't like your friends.
I'm following people, and I have to not... I'm away from social media today. I'm not answering.
Look at my little setup right here.
I changed the setting on my phone to where I can't even read a text if it comes in. I just know that I got a text from somebody. Because I don't want to know.
I just got this iPhone. I have to keep just touching it.
Yeah.
It still works.
It is 8:31 Monday morning, which means it's time for Mateo's favorite segment of Team Awesome Morning Party.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday.
Oh,
that's right. That's all the words we got.
So there weren't Mad Libs.
What?
Instead it is Monday. When there has to be a Mad Lib.
Mad Lib Monday.
Whoa, whoa.
Yep. Mad Lib Monday. Phone lines were open. They are now immediately jammed.
Hatred.
Wonder why people like this segment so much.
Hatred.
505.
Wait, I have a rule.
3,700.
If you call in, you have to say it in your best Bass Pro accent.
All right, there you go. Static.
Hey, ladies.
Wait, you
hey,
have TJ.
Teach.
You have to say
I'm
this.
I'm a lady, so it's not sarcasm for me.
Sure. TJ, you have to say all of this in a Bass Pro accent, in a Southern accent. Pretend like you're making fun of me, which you are anyway, but just say it like you're Southern. Go!
What?
Well, he doesn't know what word he...
It's what?
Dawn's got the Mad Lib this morning.
What,
she's
they,
in charge.
What does she need?
Oh, okay.
She's charged with how to do it.
And the first one is an adjective.
Oh.
Adjective.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Blubbery.
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 That's
blubbery.
A pretty good one.
That's
I gotcha.
A really good one. All right.
The whales listening are going to really appreciate that.
Don't forget about their feelings, Teach.
Amazing.
And I also think I spell blubbery a lot very close to blueberry.
Blueberry. It's blueberry.
Thanks for the call, Teach.
Yep.
Love that guy.
He's
TJ!
Funny. Man, he's funny.
505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. Chime in. Enjoy it.
Come
Static.
On,
I'm not sure how I feel about this whole Matt Punch Monday thing.
Matt Punch Monday is stupid, ain't it?
You know you love it.
What do we got, Don?
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, lovely voice.
Isn't it pleasant?
Thank you, oh. Steve-O. You hear me every day. There's no need.
I know.
Yeah.
Don, get with it. Get a lovely voice like this guy.
I'm going to work on it.
Okay,
my
keep
voice
trying.
Is lovely.
I promise to practice tonight. I'm going to be, you know, laying up, staying up late at night, and I'm going to think, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got to be
I'm going to try to be like Delilah.
Oh.
Can we say Delilah?
Yeah, you can say Delilah.
We channeled Delilah.
Is that a considered promotion?
No.
Delilah. One time we were working on writing, and they locked me in the booth one day because they were doing the vocal stuff. So I started goofing off, and I said, tell someone you love them tonight because you're not promised another day. And they were recording, and they put that at the beginning of the track.
No way.
Yeah, for that demo. And so every time we would play it, that would play. It was funny.
That's good.
When yeah. I think about it, I laugh and laugh.
Laugh and laugh.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo.
Hey.
And joining us in studio this morning, his beautiful bride, Dom Michelle. Donatello.
Donatello.
Bobby, if
Donald.
You will.
Donald.
Yes.
Donald.
Donald.
Yep.
Dawn.
So,
Dawn.
Hey,
Donatello.
Dawn.
Speaking of
Dawn?
Joining us in studio, last night, Christian Asoy came in.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hung out with us.
Super
which
cool
is exactly
guy.
Why you were in town.
That's right.
Harvest America.
We came to the same event. And what was is that, like, a month ago when I was here, I was like looking out the window at the awesome skate park here, and I was texting our drummer Adam, who is a killer skater and
who probably
a,
still has
a
my
huge
skateboard,
skate
huh?
guy.
Nope, we have it.
Okay. No, we've got it. It's in the van. And I was like, dude, when we come here, you've got to bring your stuff. You're going to love it. He's like, sick, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's been a month, and I haven't brought it back up again to him. So he until Friday when we were in Oklahoma City on our way here, and I said, hey, man, you know, this week's at the skate park. He's like, really? He forgot. He's like, you can tell me. I was like, I told you a month ago. He's like, but you didn't tell me again. I'm like, I'm sorry. So then we find out Christian is always going to be here.
Yeah.
And yeah, we pretty much rocked his world.
He lost his mind.
Yeah.
Did he get to skate yesterday?
He did. Well, okay, actually, not yesterday. The other night, the night before,
okay.
They let him in to skate by himself. But he said he felt bad, like they were maybe looking at their watches. So he just gave it a spin for about 5 minutes and headed out.
And he's like, I'm out.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's cool, though. They got to skate. I love this park. It's a great park.
It is a killer park. It's incredible.
Yeah. Last night, Christian Asoy came out here. Skate Demo was signing decks and his new book. And we had a chance to get him in studio and talk to him a little bit.
It was cool. Well,
yeah.
And by a little bit, you mean that literally.
I mean by we got to say 19 words and it's a 21-minute interview. So buckle your seatbelts.
He's got a powerful testimony.
He really does. So if you don't know much about Christian Asoy, we had a chance to sit down with him last night. His interview right here.
Pow!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Pow! Yeah.
Now.
Thank you. There you go.
Pow.
Static. Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo.
Hey, hey.
Joining us, Christian Asoy. Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
Doing
fantastic,
well.
Man. Can't complain. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you. We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a few years, man. Last time you were here, Skate Demo, amazing stuff. We heard Caleb, who runs the Mix Game Room and Skate Park, his testimony of just being there as a spectator and what God did through that. And here you are again for Harvest America. And many people know Christian Asoy. Many people know, hey, skater, pioneer, Tony Hawk had your poster on his wall. I'm just kidding. But I want to talk about something very, very important. I want to talk about your Damascus Road. I want to talk about your experience when Jesus knocked you off the horse. And so for those that don't know your story, let's fast forward up to that Damascus Road point. Let's fast forward up to when you got knocked off that horse. Because let's be honest, pretty much the single greatest skateboarder in the universe, rocking and rolling, living the lifestyle, and then take it from there. Tell us a little bit about your life.
Well, I was just, you know, a young kid with big dreams, big goals, and I just wanted to be the best skateboarder in the world, and it took me on a journey to become that, and through that came peer pressure. Peer pressure caused me to want to be the guy, you know, everybody telling you you're the guy, so I had to fit that profile. I had to live up to those expectations and jump through the hoops of, you know, who my idols were at the time. And guys like Tony Alva, Jay Adams, who what they did, I did. They smoked weed, they drank beer, they quit school. They, you know, just they were skateboarders at that time.
Yeah.
And for me, I wanted to be that. And so what did I do? I ended up becoming those things. But skateboarding boomed at that time to the point where it became a huge, like, For back then, a huge industry.
Yeah.
I was making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I was traveling around the world. I was in Guinness Book of World Records, you know, inventing maneuvers like the Christ there.
Yeah.
And so here I am, this kid who had these, you know, pure intentions. And it was almost like, you know, the dreams that I was dreaming as a child became a reality.
Yeah.
And now all the other stuff came with it.
Right. You're literally one of the like 5% who has these high expectations, and you met
those expectations, whether it's a kid dreaming to be a professional football player or a rock star or whatever. You
and skateboarding
truly
is
were
different, though, because it's a rebellious sport.
Right.
It's an aggressive sport. It's an individual thing. It's kind of like artists and musicians. You guys know about musicians from Nashville.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
you deal with musicians all. So you understand the culture, and the culture is we do whatever we want.
Right.
You know, and that's what breeds almost a fine line of like pushing the limits and trying things that are inevitably dangerous for us.
Yeah.
And when you don't have a godly foundation, I never grew up in church. I never read a Bible, never prayed. You know, my name's Christian, my nickname Christ. I invented the Christ there. And that's in 85, 86. And here I am, you know, late 90s, sitting here going, man, I'm in full blown drug addiction, crystal meth, and I want to quit. I want to quit tomorrow. Everyone's been there in any type of, you know, whether it be addiction to, you know, substance or just anything.
Yeah.
You know, you want to stop doing something and you're just stuck in a rut. And that was me.
Yeah.
And that crossroads, that place, that Damascus Road for me was when I finally, you know, I tell everybody this, I was searching for love in all the wrong places. And I look for it in money. I look for it in fame. I look for it in just girls. I look for it in, then when that didn't work out for me, I looked for it in the dark places where there was drugs. Kind of like musicians, they go into that dark place. They think they're going to make that new hook, write that new song. They're going to come up with some new type of music. And it's this facade of what, you know, where the enemy grabs a hold of you and tries to tweak you and pervert the very, you know, creative mind that, you know, and the talent that comes with being a musician, being a professional skateboarder, that it tweaks it to the point where you don't even know what you're doing anymore. And I didn't. And I was searching for that in those things, and I finally landed in prison in January 2000. And that's when that boom got knocked off that horse.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was sitting there. They're telling me I'm going to do 10 years, and I'm sitting there going, right, whatever. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a, you know, child molester. I'm not a rapist. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, you know, those guys don't even get that, like, amount of time. You know what I mean? And you're telling me I'm going to, but here I am, and I get in there, and they're like, oh, yeah, Christian, you're going to be doing. And I was like, what happened to my life?
Yeah.
And at that moment, you know, they go, you get your first phone call. And I called my girl. And my girl, she said, like 2 months before that, I'm quitting drugs and I'm going to church. And I was like, sweet, I'll go with you. And she's like, oh, yeah, whatever. You
know? Right, right.
You know, drug addict.
Yeah.
You know, full blown. I mean, she was still a dancer, but wasn't doing drugs. And so it was one of those things where, you know, her friend almost died, so she's like trying to change her life, thinking drugs is like dangerous. And it was a real try to change moment. But here I am. The Bible says that, you know, bad company corrupts good morals. Yeah. Here I am getting her back into using drugs because she loved me. I loved her. And I went to Hawaii and I said, you want to go? And she's like, I don't want to go home, living at her grandmother's house. You know, now she's using again when her grandmother was taking her to church. And I went with her once and nothing happened. You know, just went. I thought, you know, church was like a club, country club or something type of thing. I had a little reverence towards all gods.
Right.
I believed in karma, you know, and if there was a heaven, I'd go there because I'm a good guy. You know what I mean? You know, I was like, had a cross my whole life. You know, my name's Christian.
Right.
I invented the Christ there. You know, come on. Like,
I mean,
he wouldn't accept me.
Right.
You know,
right.
And whoever that is.
Gosh.
And so here's that crossroads, and I call her, and I'm like, look, I'm looking at 10 years, and she just goes, you know what? I love you. You know, we just got to trust in God. And I was like, God? It's like, I need a lawyer.
Right.
I need an attorney. What are you talking about? You know, I'm not dying. And that moment, all heaven confronted me in it, like, just boom. I was like, Christian, Christ there. And then she said, go get a Bible. So second night in jail, I'm going to go get a Bible. Wow. And I went and got a Bible, and I cried out to God. You ever been at that rock bottom spot?
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, please, Lord, just let me pass this test. Let me just get this. Oh, yeah, let me do this. Whatever. And you always make these vows.
Yeah.
But here I was making these serious vows to God. Like, God, I will not do drugs again. I will speak to kids about it. I'll do the time. Let me just get bail. And it was all for bail, right?
Right.
But then I opened up the Bible, and it's like Genesis, and it's like a Star Trek movie. I'm like, weird. I'm like, Revelation, trippy.
Yeah.
Psalms. What's Psalms? Proverbs. These words are weird. You know what I mean? And I flipped, and I got to Kings, and I was like, sweet. Now I can relate to Kings, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I had a throne at one time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All I could think of was like, yeah, I was at the top. Something's going to speak to me. And I had no idea. Never opened up a Bible in my whole life.
Wow.
I'm sitting in there, going to open it up. Never read one word in a Bible. Been in a million hotels, traveled around the world. Never even thought to just open it up and read one word. And boom, I opened it up to Kings, and it was like the scales fell off my eyes. It was where King David was about to, you know, go die, and he charged his son. He said, keep the charge of the Lord and prove yourself a man, Solomon, and in all your days you'll prosper. There'll always be a man on the throne. And I was like, made complete sense. Obey the commandments, statutes, precepts. Yeah. Follow the Lord. Seek. And I was like, it made, I mean, second chapter I ever read, verse 2. And I'm like, Damascus Road.
Yeah.
Boom. Talking to the Lord, going, it was like, the Bible says, if you seek the Lord with your whole heart, you'll find him. And I believe before I even opened up that Bible, I cried out and I said, God, if you're real, just help me. And it wasn't like I knew how to pray, because no one taught me how to pray. It was a desperation. And sometimes when we're desperate, we say the most sincere prayers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I'm really talking to you right now, God, not... Yeah, you know, Lord, I just thank you for this day and, you know, the food and, you know, my family. You know, these kind of prayers that are just so superficial.
Yeah.
You know, in a sense, to the point where you're like desperate, like, look, Lord, I need some help.
Yeah.
And he's like, ha ha. Hey, I can't wait to show up in your life to prove myself to you that I am real. And boom, it was like the light went on. I knew that I was created for a reason, that I wasn't here by accident, that there was a plan for my life, that my choices got me there where I was at, and it was going to be my choices to follow his commandments, statutes, precepts, that I was going to be that man on the throne that was basically knowing where I'm going and knowing who I am, and that God created me, that there was a creator, like acknowledging that God was real. And then I, you know, obviously from there, I read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, you know, because a pastor just goes, Christian, God has a plan for your life. I was like, sweet. Two weeks later, after I just read through the Bible, you know, I'm like burning through the Bible. Like,
wow.
I went, okay, well, Kings is killer. I went before it, so I went, whoa, who's David?
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, all my Rastafarian friends going, yeah, man, King David, I'm like, okay, let me go. This is who they're talking. And I went and read about King David and Samuel. Samuel, amazing.
Yeah.
Right? The Lord speaking to Samuel as a young boy, and him and his mom. I mean, all these things make complete sense to me the first time I read it.
Yeah.
And so for me, 2 weeks later, I gave my life to the Lord right then and there in San Bernardino. It was a county jail over the phone, me and my wife. And that was the beginning of my journey of just serving God, loving God. And, you know, all I did for 5 years was read the Bible, study the Word, fast, pray, and do every correspondence course I could do. I went to every single chapel event, you know, at county. It's like laymen come in, they do things in the chow hall. I mean, I was speaking to like Scared Straight programs, and then there was a guys that would bring in their whole church to, for me to speak to them in the chow hall. It was, you know, sheriffs and stuff like that, which they wrote letters on my behalf to the judge, which was extraordinary. My judge has never seen stuff like that. And so, you know, my story goes on, but that Damascus Road was so powerful that, you know, when I read about Paul's Damascus Road, I was like, wow, I could relate.
And looking at where you are now, it's been, so that was 2000, right? So
January of 2000.
January 2000.
23rd, I got arrested.
It is now 2013, and to see where God has brought you, the idea that he had this tremendous plan, the fact that you are now a pastor, you have been speaking, you're here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, kicking it with us. And as you mentioned off air beforehand, that this roller coaster of a week where you're teaching, you are... and at a funeral, rocking a funeral, boom, 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 boom. You're in Albuquerque on Sunday. You're flying back out tomorrow, and it's just go, go, go. How hard is it to keep your focus now? It's been 13 years. We were trying to bring you over to the studio, and you were bombarded. I mean, people want to meet you. People want to shake your hand. People are wanting you to sign their decks, their gear. People look up to you. I mean, in a sense, you are Christian Asoy. You are still, and I don't mean this negatively, but to some, you are still an idol. You're an idol to those. Mm-hmm. Just like Peyton Manning could be a hero to a child. You're a hero to children. How do you now, 13 years later, keep it about Jesus Christ when so much of the world right now is about Christian?
Well, it's all a platform to preach the gospel. When you use your life as a vehicle to preach the gospel, the more famous I get, the more people are going to hear about Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm like, you know, make me a superstar because Jesus is going to be the man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to give him all the glory. And that's the bottom line. And it's not about just talking it. You know, I look at so many people that, you know, will get up and do an acceptance speech and say, and all glory goes to God, but their life doesn't reflect what they're saying. And so for me, it's about being an example first. You know, I love that saying, you know, preach the gospel and sometimes use words. You know, I mean, it's simple. It's almost school elementary like slogans for Christian, you know, the Christendom world. But, you know, it's so bottom line, like, we need to rise up and be the example.
Yeah.
We can talk a good game, but are we willing to back it up? And that's where I want to be hardcore, you know?
Yeah.
And just as I was radical in skateboarding, I want to be radical in my faith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be some pansy poser wannabe, right? I don't want to be some timid, you know, like, insecure, not confident Christian. I want to be on fire. I want to be brave. I want to be bold. You know, when the Lord spoke to what did he say to Joshua? Be strong and courageous.
Yeah.
I'm giving you this land. Everywhere you tread your foot, it is yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is not some like, okay, let's come up with some sort of plan. No, the Lord has given it to you. And I'm taking it, you know, and that's why, you know what? I love stopping and being there because I'm like divine appointment all day long. You know what I mean? It's your divine appointment. You're going to meet me and it's your divine appointment. And I've learned how to be sensitive to where it's overachiever in trying to like, you know, lead people to Jesus. When I got out, I was like, Captain, save everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to save you.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was going to be me and Jesus are going to like minister to you. And I have all day. I had all day and night in prison. You know what I mean? And so for me, sit around for 3 hours, it's not. But now I've learned that being a fisher of men and men, it takes, you know, going to the heart,
yeah.
not trying to tweak their intellect, not trying to convince them. It's the truth. It's Holy Spirit driven. It's something that's supernatural that happens, and it's through love. Yeah. When you love somebody and you tell them you care about some, I've learned that, you know, when I just say, hey, how are you doing today? And I look at them with a godly, almost a godly, say, love and almost like intention. They just immediately go, you know, they haven't had somebody ask them how they're doing in a long time.
Yeah.
And you immediately, the door's wide open. I'm ministering, and I get, and I, God's, you know, given me a little bit more sensitivity too in how to minister to people, because now I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
It's like when you go fishing, professional fishermen are good at fishing,
right?
You know why? Yeah. They've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
They know what hook, what pound, you know, of tension weight on the line they're using, what kind of poles, what do you need, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. Same thing with trying to, you know, minister the gospel. And it's something that, you know, I can use skateboarding. I can use my fame. I can use, you know, my signature, yeah. you know, saying hi. Those kids out there that were, you know, sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, you almost feel almost like you got to tell him, hey, he's not leaving you because he wants to. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and I've learned, you know, back in the day, I'm like, look, I'm going to sign until I have to go. You're going to have to drag me out of here.
Right.
Because
right.
these are my fans.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, hey, I'll be right back. I got to do this radio thing. And,
yeah.
you know, I don't feel the pressures of having to impress everybody
yeah.
as much as I want to impress the Lord.
Yeah.
with my life.
Amen. Man, Christian Asoy, where can people find more information? I know we got to get out and get you back to where you need to be. I hate to cut it short, but it's time to roll. So where can people find more information, website on whether it's your church, your book, any information?
Yeah,
on
mysanctuarychurch.com is okay. our web, you know, church website. Then all my social medias, I'm always posting everywhere I'm at, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, and it's all just Christian Asoy. And,
word.
You know, I have a fan page as well. It's a like page for Facebook.
Okay.
That I do all the, you know, updating and everything. So it's pretty cool to connect with, you know, people
yeah.
who, you know, reach out and they're like, you aren't going to respond. And then you're like, hey, how you doing? And they're like this, what? Was that a soy? Is this
right.
somebody managing his,
that's gotta
his page?
Be his, that's got to be his assistant.
And,
that's
like, yeah. and then they have a serious issue, though.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and they have a deep down hurt. And I get to, like, help them through social, I mean, how powerful is that?
Right.
You know, that somebody on the other side of the world, I could sit there and in a two texts or posts or responses messaging that they're like, man, you just helped me get through.
Yeah.
And it's powerful. And so, you know, and my book is obviously out.
Okay.
You know, My Life as a Skateboarder, Junkie, Inmate, Pastor. Then my movie's on Netflix and YouTube. And, you know, it's powerful. I mean, I Am Second. I've
yeah.
got a I Am Second video that is just made such a
I love that ministry.
On people's lives. I've gotten so many, like, messages and emails and all that. So
you are the prime example of the saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It seems like that is how you live your life, just caring for others, that love, and Christ just pours out of you, man. So I know you got to go. Thank you so much
for
the time.
I'm looking forward to tonight
know,
hanging out here with Skip, and this is going to be good.
Yeah, man.
Harvest right America.
Christian Asoy, man. Thank you so much.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
We all got fired, everyone.
Just Team kidding. Awesome Morning Party.
Now, hey, everybody.
Steve-O, Mateo, we join you every single weekday, 6 to 10.
And, every time.
This week, we have a very special guest in the studio, Don Michelle from Firefly.
It's me.
Also from Better Half of Mateo.
When he talks about Don Michelle, he's talking about me.
I'm talking about you.
That girl is pretty.
Her eyes are the color of the midday sky.
Yeah, I mean, to each his own, whatevs.
They look like icebergs of joy. Hey, the
wait. Whoa. Icebergs of joy.
That was
joy?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Any way, shape, or form.
Not in
they
the,
do.
Do you know what icebergs?
They do
the
when
heart.
They stay frozen, but not when they're melting like they are now.
Not when they're frozen
because of
like
climate
Jack.
Change.
Hey. Not when they're frozen
hey.
Like Jack.
Hey. The song's playing.
I'm just saying.
You know to be quiet.
When I think of icebergs and I think of frozen entity, I think of Jack. Because Rose let go. She let go. Even though she promised she'd never let go.
Here's the thing.
Dawn.
If you're a giant iceberg, and an even bigger ship runs into you.
Mm.
Whose fault is it?
Hey.
I'm not trying to call this guy out from the grave. I'm just saying, don't give the iceberg a hard time.
It was the tugboat.
The whole global warming is giving the icebergs a hard enough time as it is.
Is it hard for you to be in this room right now while my girl's singing her song? Is this awkward? Is your show... Your
baby,
soul
I'm not singing anything, so I'm not sure where you're coming from about your greatest singing.
Wait. Did I say that out
We're
loud?
We're waiting, yes.
My heart will go on.
I'll never let go, Matt.
She's lying to you.
I won't
give
either.
Her 3 minutes.
I know
She'll
you.
She'll get cold enough.
I know
that
you.
Upsetting. I'll never let go, Jack. And then before she's even got the cuss out of her mouth, he is in the water.
Yeah, I'll never let go, Jack. Your hands are freezing.
Like
she's
so
like
cold.
Cracking the ice.
My feet are cold, she says.
His fingers are cracking off.
Oh,
gross
geez.
Fingers. Yep.
Oh, man.
Poor Jack. He just got... He got the shaft.
He did. Really he did.
He got the ocean.
Yeah.
She got the frozen door.
Yeah.
And survival.
Yeah. Wasn't it a headboard? I thought it was a headboard.
Oh, was it? I thought was it was it? A door.
I thought it was a door this whole time.
We're going to have to Google this.
No.
We are not Googling it. Don, we are boycotting Google. When we want to find something out,
we go to
we're
Bing.
Just going to have to go watch the movie now.
We go to Bing.
On VHS. Where? No fast forwarding.
Oh, man.
We're
anti-smartphone generation in here.
It's my generation. Sorry.
I was inspired by
you
a family.
You sound like my grandpa.
I read about this family a week ago. No joke. They live as if it was, what, 1984?
Yeah.
Right? They live as if it was 1984.
They picked that year.
They picked
you know, the
it.
Thing is, because I was born in 1982, and they didn't want to go. They wanted to make sure I was in the world.
Right. Right.
Ridiculous.
So it's at 84.
I was in the world as well. Mateo, were you in the world yet?
Wasn't there yet.
He was. In 84, you sure were.
84, I was. 82.
Oh, okay.
I was
but
not.
That's not what we're talking about.
Hey.
It has been a magical show.
The thing, okay, the Christian Asoy interview.
Yeah.
It was awesome, number one.
It was incredible.
And he reminded me of a quote.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share it.
Let's do this.
Earlier in the interview, he said, you know, he was just looking for God. He was just looking in different places, and it reminded me of this G.K. Chesterton quote. Chesterton wrote some books way back in the day.
Yeah.
And the quote is, every man who knocks on the door of a brothel is looking for God.
Hmm.
And so what that means is, you know, we're all seeking the Lord. It's just some of us have found him, you know, and his grace allows us not only to know him, but I want to remind everybody, his grace allows, you know, us to remember that other people that haven't found him yet are still looking.
And are searching, yeah.
Yeah, so we need to extend that same grace to them and not be like, no, I'm right! Your theology's wrong!
Right.
Ah, bash you on the head!
Right. Yeah, no, it was a great interview and a great reminder, and truer words were not spoken, my friend, this morning. It was good. It was deep.
That's what, I wanted to talk to him about it so much, but he seriously.
He just talked!
He talked.
Because he knows what he's doing.
One of my favorite
doing.
Interviews. Yeah, because he's a preacher, man, and he was incredible. So if you missed that interview, we will post it for our podcast. MyStaticRadio.com/morning. We'll post the whole show from today if you missed any part of it. You can go check it out in its entirety. But yeah, it's an incredible reminder. Mm-hmm. He mentioned this last night at Harvest America. In Ecclesiastes, we're told that God has written eternity in our hearts. He has placed it in our hearts. And so every single one of us is searching for the whatever it is that will fill that void in our heart. But until we fill it with Jesus Christ, it's going to go unfulfilled. Like Christian said, whether it was drugs or women or whatever it was that he tried, it in turn caused him to try harder drugs and go on to crystal meth and all these things because he thought those were the answers. And it just kept, he was found wanting over and over and over and wanting. And it wasn't until he cracked open that Bible and found Jesus Christ that his life was fulfilled. And now, man, as a complete person on that path that God has designed him for, he's an incredible dude.
Yeah.
He was just great
really
to hang out with. Yeah.
Really, really humble dude.
So,
really cool.
Great reminder in Jeremiah. If you're out there and you haven't yet found that, and you just like good music, so you're listening to Static Radio for that or for the laughs or whatever, there's an incredible reminder in the book of Jeremiah chapter 21 where God says, if you seek me earnestly, if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. And God has never not kept a promise. In my lifetime, his word is true. And so if he makes a promise like that, he's going to keep that promise. So if you're searching out there, if you're seeking out there, grab a Bible, man. I challenge you. Open it up because God promises that if you earnestly seek him, you will find him.
Yeah,
if
and
you seek him with your whole heart.
If you ask, you better be ready, though, because sometimes he will. He will answer.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be in the way you think he's going to, but most times, no.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're like, whoa. That's what I think.
There you go. Don Michelle.
Yes.
Bobby. We sure do
Donatella.
Love you.
Donatella.
Hey, Bobby.
Donatella. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me. I was happy to be here.
You going
to
be back tomorrow?
I believe I will.
Yeah, you will.
Are you going to go?
Because I know where your husband's going to be. Here.
Are you going to go live in the sewer and build gadgets?
I don't prefer the sewer. I'm going to find April's apartment.
There
and
you
I'm going to live there.
And boom! Nerds speak. Nerds everywhere.
And I'm going to be Raphael.
What?
She knows that.
He's
knows
so it. Moody. Oh, Raphael is
I'm
going to
be Raphael.
So
I'm
going to
be like, oh, man!
And I'm just
going to
be like,
he's angry all the time, guys.
That's where I say, dude, a lot. Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
See. I'm obviously Mikey.
Mostly it's the pizza.
Yeah. No. So.
That's
are we
the
out?
Second time. Man, I think we learned a lot today.
What'd you learn?
I learned that it's fun when Dawn is here.
It is.
I learned that Bass Pro will survive the apocalypse.
It will.
I learned that there really is a huge debate between Realtree and Mossy Oak, and you better get it right or pay the price. And I learned that Mad Lib Monday is still horrible.
Oh, it's amazing. Dawn, what did you learn today?
I learned that me and Mateo have his and her redneck accents.
Yes.
Yeah. Or hillbilly, depending on how you fill it in.
Yeah.
I learned that Mad Lib Monday is fun.
It's fantastic.
And I learned that if you don't have something nice to say, you shouldn't say anything at all.
True.
To all those people who like to walk up and tell people they've gained a significant amount of weight and or they look older in person than they do on their CD. Or why did you cut your hair like that?
Yeah.
Don't ever ask that question again,
it
anybody.
It could be taken offensively.
Yeah.
I learned that even if it's been a decade, if you tell somebody what happened to your face, they will still remember it.
They'll never forget.
Case in point.
It will be the first thing that comes out of their mouth.
People don't forget,
when you bring
man.
Up such topics.
On a public forum.
As these things.
People don't forget.
Yeah. I've also learned that our midday host, Mitch, has a dry socket from her surgery last week. So she's in a considerable amount of pain.
That's in her face.
Be praying
dry
for
socket
her.
In her mouth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Poor gal.
That sucks.
Yeah. I've been there. It's no fun. Pray for her, y'all.
I have learned that we've got a lot of great listeners out there who, some own businesses who have helped us considerably this week.
Woo!
Mike! Yeah. Static Radio Share-a-thon coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to have some really rad guests in studio. Dom Shell.
Hey, she's going to be here.
Spoiler alert, it's me.
Dude named Steven Christian from Amberlin.
He's going to be here.
He's
going to
be in studio.
He's kind of cool. I mean,
yeah.
If you're into that.
He's no Don Michelle.
I mean.
You know who else is going to be here? Roy from Bass Pro. I'm going to be here all week.
Isaac the homeless guy is going to make an appearance.
He's going to show up.
Maybe Victor.
We might get a call from a dude named JD.
Oh, snap.
Yep.
So here's the deal. Coming up this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it is our biannual share-a-thon. And we need your help. We're a listener-supported station. Be praying about how you can contribute, what you can do. We have plenty of Klingons out there who support us month in and month out. So thanks to every single person who comes along monthly to support the station to keep us going, because without your contributions, we wouldn't have a radio station.
I wouldn't have a dog.
So for everybody listening for the first time, saying this is greater than any other radio station you've ever listened to anywhere in the nation.
We know. We know.
But we need your help to keep it going.
And we need your help to let other people know.
Get ready for it. Team Awesome Morning Party / Static Radio Share-a-thon 2013.
We're literally going to be talking to you all day.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Brace yourselves.
Our voice is on the line for you.
I'm really good at telling jokes and then telling them so much and being so annoying that you hate me, but then keeping it going until it's funny again.
How we do.
So just hang in It'll come
do.
Back around.
MyStaticRadio.com for all the details on our station. If you would like to contribute, be a part of it, you can do so now. It goes towards our Share-a-thon, which kicks off Wednesday.
Money!
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
See you tomorrow. Static Radio.
Adios.